Welcome to the 2017 Paid to Speak Project. I'm your host, Tandon Ellis-Graham, board member, Mountain West Chapter NSA, and CEO of Career Karma 360, a leader in employer branding and talent acquisition.
Up next, Nancy Jutton. She is the Get Known, Get Paid mentor, and her business is getknowngetpaid.com. Welcome, Nancy.
Great to be here, Tannen. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and you are Chapter 4 author, speaker, coach, snooze. Set your profile apart to attract clients now in the Speak More Marketing Strategies to Get More Speaking Business. And I'm so excited to get started. So tell us, Nancy, like, how did you get into this business?
Well, how did I get into this business? In my former life, I owned a public relations agency whose job it was to make people look big in the media so that they could get known and get paid. Mm-hmm. And when the Great Recession of 2008 hit, through no fault of my own, I found that my PR firm ran on hard times. And so on a dare from a friend, she said, "You're so good at helping people describe who they are and what they do and why it matters. Why don't you write a book about it? It would really help people that were shown the door from corporate America get clients as independent professionals. I dare you to do it. I dare you."
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Since my business had fallen on hard times, I thought, well, what else to, why not? So 3 weeks later, I had written a book that I called Bye Bye Boring Bio, The Solopreneur's Ultimate Guide to Getting Seen, Heard, and Celebrated for Expert Status. And I was really thinking I was onto something, so I had my graphic designer create a book cover that said draft on it, and I had a spiral-bound book created at the local quick print place, and mm-hmm. when I was leading a workshop about do-it-yourself publicity, I asked the folks, is anyone here trying to find work as an independent professional, because they were shown the door, and almost every single hand went up, and so I said, I have a very special offer for you. I've written a book to solve this problem, and I will gift it to you on one condition. If you read this within the next 10 days and share your comments, your praise, or your suggestions, I will gift this book to you so you can solve the problem. Who would like this book? Mm-hmm. Everyone asked for it. And you know what? Right. Within 10 days, every single person wrote back to me and said, "This is an outstanding resource. This is the best part of the workshop. You're up to big, big things." A few people said, "I found a couple typos. I think this might be a little bit better." So I went ahead and made the upgrades and reflected the changes that were recommended. I put a beautiful cover on it. And then I wrote a newsletter to my community. I think I had 1,185 people on my list at the time. Mm-hmm. And I asked them this question: are you struggling to find work as an independent professional, and do you need to describe who you are and why you're cool so the right high-end clients will hire you? If that's a problem you have, I've got a book that will solve the problem. Click here to buy it. And then I went out and walked the dog. I didn't know what was going to happen. And when I came back, I had all these orders. It was like sitting in front of a slot machine in Las Vegas. And I walked over to my husband and I said, "You've got to check this out." And all of a sudden, at the very time that I needed to bring home the bacon, Bye Bye Boring Bio delivered it to my door.
Wow.
And I built a whole business around helping people not only declare who they are and why they're cool, but how to attract clients and speaking gigs at Hello and how to get known and get paid. And now it's a global business. And so I'm very grateful for that dare that was thrown across the dining room table. I dare you to write a book and get it done very quickly. You know, when in doubt, take the dare, see where it takes you.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. So as the books were coming in, you're like, now I'm a speaker. I'm no longer an ad agency. I'm a speaker, and I need to get paid for it. So what are the mechanical things? What do you do to keep your business going? Maybe software you use or a formula that you use to attract clients, anything like that that maybe one of us could borrow or duplicate and replicate and grow our business?
Well, if I could back up for just one moment and say, all of a sudden I'm a speaker, I think the thing that I would like to share from the complete place of transparency is I went kicking and screaming to speaking.
Right.
I went kicking and screaming to speaking because I was a reluctant speaker. And what the most important advice that I ever got from anyone was from a mentor who told me that I could succeed as an author, I could succeed as a writer, but if I wanted bigger success, I had to speak. And if I was reluctant to speak, I needed to get over it, because what he told me was what I remember still today. He said, if you don't want to speak, I'm happy to support you, but you need to realize that one arm of your success will be tied behind your back if you choose not to speak. If mm-hmm. you're happy with those odds, I'm happy for you, but if you're not, I'll show you the way. And so I had a mentor who had events, and he would bring me in as a second chair speaker, and I would have a segment of the event that would be mine to run, and then he would carry the bigger part of the program. And by doing events one at a time with his support, my confidence grew, my skills grew, and I stepped into more confidence as a speaker and a workshop leader. I just wanted to mention that because not everybody mm-hmm. was born to speak. Not everybody is excited about it, but I think his advice was really true. One arm of your success will be tied behind your back if you don't step up and take that mic.
Right.
And to your other question, what technical, what mechanics? I think the most important thing that any speaker can do is to get ready before opportunity knocks, because mm-hmm. sometimes, you may run into rooms of people that say, I'm a professional speaker. And then when you say, well, how's your calendar shaking up? And then they look at you sheepishly and they have to reveal that they really don't have any gigs coming up at all. Mm-hmm. So one very old school but really important thing to have is a sizzling speaker sheet that gets you booked. Because mm-hmm. invariably someone is going to say, what do you speak about? What does the audience take away as a result of hearing you from the podium? Where have you spoken before? What do audience members say every time you take the stage? And most importantly, how can people book you? Because wherever you're speaking at the Rotary or the Chamber or a conference or an association, you can't even get your place on the agenda if you don't have clarity around that sassy topic and why you're the best available athlete to deliver it.
Right.
So I can't say enough about the importance of that.
Now, I know that you've got a way to help our budding speakers maybe start tackling that with a sizzling speaker sheet at sizzlingspeakersheets.com.
Yes.
Okay, good. And you don't mind if we all go there and look at it, right?
No, I'd like you all to go and get it and tell 10 of your speaker friends, because over the last year or so, thousands and thousands of people have gone to get this template, because some speakers are really good at speaking, but writing and speaking their own brilliance on paper may not be their best event. So mm-hmm. this is like the easiest, fastest way to organize the most relevant information so that you can have a one sheet that rocks and that gets you booked again and again. And there's additional education that comes along with it to inspire and delight you and create know, like, and trust between us. And so, yes, sizzlingspeakersheet.com is a great place to go to get this powerful tool. It's my gift to you, and it will serve you very, very well, I promise.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. So now, some of the mechanics inside your business, it sounds like obviously you have picked a really good niche. You're really great at it. But tell us, are you speaking, coaching, training?
I'm doing all of that. I have information products. I have a group leverage training program called Attract Ideal Clients and Speaking Gigs at Hello. I do VIP deep dives with clients who need me to do coaching and creating across the virtual dining room table to get their message nailed, their niche dialed in, and get support and great ideas about how to build their buzz. And then I have a six-month-long Get Known, Get Paid private mentoring program that's for serious action takers and results makers that want me all to themselves to get mm-hmm. the support they need to truly get known and paid. And so I have a whole menu, a buffet of ways that people can work with me. And what I love about that, and it's a great example for others, is it's sort of like Goldilocks. You know, mm-hmm. she knew she was hungry, but this bowl was too hot, and this one was too cold, and this one was just right. So I have these four primary offerings, and there's tremendous contrast for the tuition associated with each one. So a potential client can instantly see which is the just right fit on a tuition basis where they feel like they can afford it. It's going to give them the value that they need. It's going to give them the expert access that they desire. And it just helps the decision-making process a lot easier for the potential client and for me. So create a menu, a buffet of beautiful ways that people can work with you so that you don't have to rely on only one stream of revenue to make your bills. Because I'm a big fan of multiple streams of revenue, especially the kind of revenue that flows into your mailbox just because someone just loved your information product and thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Mm-hmm. Multiple streams of revenue is a beautiful thing for speakers to even out the roller coaster that can come from gig to gig.
Right. So you've been doing this for a while, but imagine a brand new speaker who just heard what you said, and they're like, okay, so I don't quite have my book done yet. I've picked my niche. I've started to create my social proof, and now I need to create products. And is it the cart before the horse or the horse before the cart? How would you instruct them if they were a completely clean sheet and you got to mold them, just, you know, do A, B, C, and D, and do it on time and on target and on task, and then you can grow your business? What would you say to them?
That is a really good question. I think what I would say, and knowing what I know now, is think as big as possible right from the start. A $49 book is a beautiful thing. It's a big business card, and it can open a lot of doors.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had it to do over again, I would put focus and attention on creating the most premium possible program that would have the most powerful transformation at a meaningful price point, and develop that program and create social proof around that. I would do that first, because I'm just going to pull from air a figure.
Mm-hmm.
If you could invite a client to invest $10,000 to working with you deeply to create a big transformation that you and your brilliance can provide, you could gladly gift them an autographed copy of your book, and it's a real beautiful thing. But
mm-hmm.
if you have 10 amazing clients that invest with you at that level, you have a six-figure business.
Right.
Do you know how long it takes to sell enough books to get to six figures? It takes a really, really long time. And it takes for the amount of work it takes to sell a book and get known for it and to sell a high-end product and be known for that or service, given the choice, I would go high-end sooner than I did.
Mm-hmm.
I can't cry in my beer because the path I took has worked for me very well. Another thing you said is my book is almost done. So here's
mm-hmm.
a tip. You are the forthcoming author of whatever the title is, and you can have a graphic designer create a mock book cover of what that is and showcase that on your speaker sheet, on your website, and you can start collecting pre-orders for that forthcoming book.
Mm.
The fact is, our books are never done. As soon as the first edition is done, it's time to do a second edition. And then we're going to change our hairstyle, and we're going to want to add additional content, and we're going to have a third edition. So
mm-hmm.
don't get stuck on perfection. And then the other idea I have is that, you know, begin with the end in mind. Who do you want to serve, in what way, and don't forget how much revenue you want to welcome in your business, in what time frame, so that you can keep your eye on revenue-generating activities instead of busy work. So
mm-hmm.
many people spend a lot of time perfecting a website, perfecting a brochure. They have business cards and stationery, but no clients.
Mm-hmm.
Have a menu of ways that people can work with you. And if you don't know what yet to offer to them, listen to them and see what they're complaining about, where their aches and pains are, where their greatest source of discomfort is. Because
right.
if you can create something on the cocktail napkin that could solve that problem, and you can assign a value to that offering that is worth the investment, if it's a fit between you and this client, you just might be doing business, and then you'll have the discretion to do all kinds of yummy, delicious things that will put additional polish on your brand. But I think you need to really focus on revenue generation and solving real problems that your ideal clients desperately want solved, because that's the fastest path to cash. And then the other thing I would say, if I'm not going on and on too much, is when you get in front of the right audience and you deliver a message, a one-to-many message in front of the right people, and they create know, like, and trust with you because you're so awesome from the platform, you can make invitations from the stage to invite people to have consultations with you, or you can make invitations from the stage for folks to buy your books or enroll in your programs. And so don't delay getting great at scheduling your own events and finding ways to get booked on other people's stages, because the one-to-many efficiency of delivering that message will accelerate your path to cash and fans, followers, champions, and advocates. And the sooner you can have a boatload of those, the more you'll have a boatload of bucks in the bank as well.
That's perfect. So now, on a system side, how do you keep yourself organized and going?
Well, I have a daily priority planner that sits on my desk every day, and mm-hmm. it says today's date, the five most important things to accomplish today, the less important tasks I'd like to get done, and then at the bottom, it actually shows list activity. And what I mean by that is, you know, our wealth is in our list, and I always mm-hmm. want to keep my eye on how quickly my list of fans and followers is growing mm-hmm. and how well my emails are being opened and clicked upon, so that I have an understanding of the metrics that really matter to influence my outcome. So mm-hmm. I use this old school daily priority planner, and I check off my priorities as I go. And I've been doing this for years. I know it's rather old school, but it works really, really well for me. That's how I keep myself on point. And I also have something called, and I learned this from Mark LeBlanc. He mm-hmm. has something, I'm trying to remember what he calls it, but it's a, you know how when you're keeping track of the money, I mean, some of us creative folks aren't that great at keeping track of mm-hmm. the money or doing mm-hmm. mathematical things. I'll confess to that. Mm-hmm. So he has this wonderful tool where you can actually track every single day what money came in what category, and the spreadsheet actually does the math and lets you know if you are on track to meet your monthly or weekly revenue goals. Mm-hmm. So I love this money tracking tool that I have in a spreadsheet, because I have multiple streams of revenue, and I'm able to put in every day where the money is flowing. So I'm never doubting whether – I always know where I am in relationship to my goal, and I can celebrate every single day. And so I wish I could remember the name that he gave this. I just call it the numbers tracking tool, but mm-hmm. it just does the math for me. And so unlike waiting for my CPA or accountant to tell me how I did and have to look back, I have an active way to know how I'm doing, and I can be celebrating every step of the way. And if I feel that my revenue isn't where I want it to be, I can pump up the volume and reach out to people that I know that I'd love to work with and make an invitation. Mm-hmm. And what do you know, invite a new client. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is that they forget to ask for what they want. And with regard to speaking, you know, I made a list of the top 10 organizations where I wanted to speak, and I found out who the decision maker was. And I looked at the website, and I saw who had spoken there before, and I knew enough about the places where I wanted to speak to actually make an informed, thoughtful approach. And of the 10 organizations that were on my wish list, 8 of them said yes to me.
Wow.
By smiling and dialing and being very specific about what I wanted and how I could serve and the contribution that I could make. Mm-hmm. Most people I know are just waiting for the phone to ring. What about getting proactive and making a list of the top 10 organizations that you would love to be speaking for, and making an active approach and following up enough to get the yes or the no? Want it enough to keep going and ask for what you want, because that is the key to success in everything, not just speaking, but in consulting, life, marriage, mm-hmm. all these things.
This would be pretty specific. Yeah, and that's hard for new speakers to be so specific, because I think some of them might feel like, well, if I am specific and I pick the wrong thing, I've wasted time and money when I could have been everything for everyone instead of just a few someones. But
well, let me just address that, if I may.
Please.
I said already that there are riches and niches. If you try mm-hmm. to serve everybody, you're likely serving no one. And, you know, I figured out that aspiring speakers are a really good audience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know that aspiring speakers are a really good audience for me, I can narrow my activity and my focus to Toastmasters, National Speakers Association, eWomen Network. I can find organizations that are full of people that are interested in getting booked on more live and virtual stages. That means I waste less time talking to the wrong people. And let mm-hmm. me say this about that. There is nothing less rewarding than standing on a podium in front of a group of people who have absolutely no interest in what you talk about. You still
exactly.
have to deliver your message, but it is the most unrewarding thing. And I learned that the hard way because I got invited to speak a few years ago for the Rotary. They said, oh, you've come highly recommended. We'd love to have you come and be our luncheon speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let me ask you something. Is your audience full of people who are interested in transforming their boring bio from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now? And the person said, yes, our audience is full of people like that. So I thought I had done my due diligence.
Mm.
When I got there, and I no disrespect to people of different age ranges, but it mm-hmm. appeared that 75% of the people in the room were 75 years or older. And this was a bunch of cronies that got together once a month to talk about fishing and whatever it was that they were up to. Most of them were retired. And I thought to myself, she told me that my audience was interested in this topic, but when I got there, they had no desire to hear it at all. It wasn't something they were interested in. So I, you know, hair, makeup, driving there, parking, you know, obsessing about doing a great job, and then you get there and they aren't interested. So it's a waste of time to speak for audiences that aren't your perfect audience. So nail
right.
your audience down to the people who need it and want it and are likely to want to invest into it, and
mm-hmm.
then you won't be wasting your time. And this is especially important for people who are reluctant marketers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a reluctant marketer, you could say that you are allergic to marketing. And that means it's even more important to name and claim your ideal audience so that you're only spending time with people that have an inclination to lean in and learn more about what you do. You're doing yourself and your audience a favor. You must name and claim an audience. You must name and claim an audience for your products and your programs and your speeches. Otherwise, how can you make hay when the sun shines? You know, one thing, one size does not fit all. You've got to be clear about what you bring to the right people.
Right, that's perfect. So poignant. All right, well, so what are you doing this year to grow your business?
I'm speaking a lot. You know, something I was really excited about, you know, when you develop a webinar that, you know, I have a webinar and it is, the title of it is The 3 Best Ways to Get Booked on More Live and Virtual Stages Even If No One Knows Your Name.
Mm-hmm.
What's great about this title is I'm making 3 promises of what people will learn, the outcome, get booked on more live and virtual stages, even if no one knows your name. When you read the title, one way or the other, you know if it's for you or not and if you want to come and listen. But here's the most exciting thing. In
mm-hmm.
December, I delivered this webinar, and 1,250 people registered for the webinar.
Wow.
And 25% of the people who registered showed up live to hear it.
Wow.
And I gave it the very best that I had, delivered massive value, delivered every bit of content that I promised, and I overshot it with bonus content that no one was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? 10% of the people who listened to the webinar live actually decided to make a purchase with me to join me in my Attract Ideal Clients and Speaking Gigs at Hello Success Training. And
mm-hmm.
I have been enjoying serving those people, and these people are attracting clients and speaking gigs at Hello with my support. And the unintended wonderful outcome of this webinar, because there was such a generous audience, 10 people reached out to me who heard this same talk and said, that was awesome. Could we have you give that same talk to our group?
Oh my
so
gosh.
Starting in January, I already had 10 bookings on my calendar, live or virtual, and I counted yesterday, I have 33 gigs on the calendar for this year already, and it's only
wow.
March 9th.
Wow.
So I'm speaking a lot, and the big takeaway for anyone who's newer in their journey, even before you get booked to speak elsewhere, why not book your own teleclass or webinar to your own tribe and invite your tribe to invite their friends who have the same problem to that webinar and deliver that webinar like it really matters, because it does. Because when the right people listen and they hear what you have to say in your impassioned way and they get the benefit you promised, you have no idea what bounty is going to come back to you on the other side. And that is what I teach people. Stand up, show up, be the message, be quirky, raise your voice, inspire and lead. The right people will find you as long as you're clear in your direction about reaching to the right people in the first place.
Right, which is the hardest point, part of this whole business. I mean, yes, you have to perfect your stage presence. Yes, you have to figure out the marketing. Yes, you have to figure out all that stuff. But if you don't know who you're supposed to be talking to, you won't be talking to the right people. And I'm amazed that what I thought, which is wrong, you know, what a small niche, just people who want to learn how to speak, you know, how many could there be in the U.S., is such a robust, richly, you know, I mean, there's so many clients for you to go after.
Well, it's a huge universe of people who are distinctly interested in design, delivery, and monetization.
Right.
There are riches
and niches.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
There are
riches
and niches. And, you know, there are rock star speakers in the National Speakers Association who are world champion speakers who've won the Toastmasters World Championship, and they are awesome. And then there are people that are somewhere in the middle of the pack, and there are some people that are just starting.
Right.
We don't have to be everything to everybody. We just have to be the very best that we can be in service to the people for whom we are a match. And I have found a beautiful tribe of people who appreciate my quirky, genuine, clever nature and my nurturing style of helping people refine and recalibrate and nail their message so that they can gain the confidence to ask for what they want and get it. And I just want to encourage folks, you know, nail what it is that you're excited about. You need to love it. There needs to be an audience of people that want it, and they need to be willing to whip out their wallet to invest wisely to get the benefit. All three buckets are important. It's like a Venn diagram where all three pieces matter. Find that intersection, that sweet spot, and create a business around that, and you will do very, very well. And that's what's been my situation, and I'm so grateful to the National Speakers Association for everything I've learned and everything I continue to learn, because as I was mentioning in our green room conversation, I had been a very new member of the NSA. Very shortly, I got invited to speak on an international conference in Anaheim about how to make your bio better. And then shortly thereafter, the National Speakers Association put out a call for chapters for Speak More marketing strategies to get more speaking business. And they said there was an editorial committee that was going to review all the submissions. And then the part that I got excited about is when they said that they were going to strip all the submissions of their bylines so that the editorial committee would not be influenced by the big names that were submitting. It was a level playing field for quality content. And I had been a member of the National Speakers Association for a very short period of time. And not only did I speak on the stage and make a name for myself there, but my chapter was selected, and it pretty much put me on the map in front of a beautiful audience of potential folks that could benefit from how I help. And so when these opportunities come up, sometimes people say, oh, I'll do that next year, or maybe someone else, maybe another time. Why not now? Apply and aim high with everything that you do, and do it like it matters, because you just might be the next person that gets invited to do that really cool thing, and that could be the game changer that you've been dreaming of that you made happen because you took the initiative to make it so.
Oh, I love that. Jump in and get going. And shoot for the stars. I mean, you have to go big or you won't go anywhere. I love it. Is there anything else you want to pass on?
Believe and behave as if the most important decision maker was going to call you tomorrow. That means that you need to get ready for opportunity before it knocks, and that's why you should visit sizzlingspeakersheet.com to name and claim your audience, your takeaway points, and why you're the best available talent to deliver the magic. When you get really clear about all of that, you emerge from message muddle and you become clear and confident and compelling in your approach, and that spills into everything else that you do. So believe and behave as if the most important decision maker was calling you tomorrow, and avail yourself to the wonderful tools and resources that the National Speakers Association and its authors contribute to you so that you can embrace your quirks, raise your voice, inspire, and lead, because why would you wait a moment longer when you've got such an important message to share?
Oh, my gosh, that's perfect. And, of course, because, you know, this is, you know, not meant to be a marketing thing, but because you are a speaker's coach, again, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you if after hearing this they're like, oh, she's speaking my language and I need what she's got? How can we get in hold of you?
Nancy at getknowngetpaid.com is my email address.
Mm-hmm.
So run, Forrest, run to your email. Send me an email that says, I want a VIP chat with Nancy, and we'll get something on the calendar, and I'll gladly speak with you. All I ask is that you are a serious candidate, an action taker, a results maker, and someone who makes no excuses. If you make that criteria, I can't wait to talk to you, because those are the kinds of things that, those are the kinds of qualities that will determine your success and that will make working together a blessing for both of us.
Yeah, and you said you have the 3 or 4 levels that people can work with you, right? So
yes,
you're offering
from 97 to 997 to 1997 to 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find yourself somewhere in the window. And if you want to, you know, when you send me an email, you can also say, send me your virtual cocktail napkin of offerings, Nancy. I want to see which offering is right for me.
Oh,
because I have a wonderful one sheet that shows. I actually got an email yesterday from someone who had listened to one of my webinars and said, I think I want to work with you, but I want to use your time wisely. So can you give me an idea of what my investment would be should I decide to work with you? And I was able to write to her instantly and say, here's my virtual cocktail napkin to let you know how the problems I solve and the tuition associated with each. Check out the options and let me know which is your perfect fit. I can't wait to learn more about you. And she just wrote back and said, this is the thing I want to do. I want to do attract ideal clients and speaking gigs at Hello Success Training. When can I start? And the great news about that is this rolling enrollments. You can start at any time and I'll be there for you, whether you're just starting out or further along the path. I will guide you to name and claim your profitable niche, say bye-bye to your boring bio, and craft a sizzling speaker sheet that gets you booked again and again. And as a consequence, your confidence will grow in leaps and bounds, and you'll probably be sending me Christmas cards and gratitude for the rest of your life.
This is Tannen Ellis Graham. Thank you for listening to the 2017 Paid to Speak Project, where today's top speakers share how they are growing their business and what's hot in the speaking world.